Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. We'll get back to your phone calls. Got a big prize to give away. Flyers tickets December 3rd against the Sabres as we try to figure out Hugh's clues today. We also have, do we have the Hess truck to give away today as well? We got to tell you about that later in the segment. The 2025 Hess truck. I'll tell you in a few minutes how we're giving that one away. Right now, though, we talk some football on a trade deadline Tuesday with our guy, Ross Tucker. Ross! How you doing today?
I'm doing fine. I'm just a little disappointed in you and Kyle Quinn there, Joe.
For what reason this time?
You guys are so greedy. I mean, they've traded for three guys in the last 5 days, an edge rusher, two corners, and now I'm on my Twitter X, at Ross Tucker NFL, and I see, if we had Jalen Phillips and Trey Hendrickson, we would never allow a yard again.
We probably wouldn't.
Now you want Trey Hendrickson.
Yes.
Like, you guys are the guys that give people in Philly a bad name.
What?
You're the bad guys. You're the bad people.
What? Because we want to win?
We're raising the bar, Hugh. Hugh over here is lowering the bar. We're trying to raise it up,
God
Ross.
Forbid. The standard is the standard, Ross. It's always rising.
They don't get, Ross, they don't get it, man. They don't.
Do you guys even really feel this way? Or is this just to get people engaged?
Well, hold on.
They really feel.
No. I think we both have allowed for the fact that there's like zero chance that this is happening. But like, it would be fun, would it not?
Yeah, but you guys. So you, what you do though is you get you talk about this, and then what happens is then some fans will be disappointed, where it's like, yeah, but we didn't get Hendrickson or Myles Garrett, man.
That's on
I them. Heard Joe and Kyle, like, we could have gotten Hendrickson or Myles Garrett. I know this because not only do I listen, but all my buddies, I'm on the text thread with them. And they're like, next up, Hendrickson. I'm like, I don't even reply to them. I'm like, you guys are morons.
That's
like,
on what, them. Like, that's on
it's
them.
Crazy.
So I will respond this way. Now, if he stays in Cincinnati or goes to an AFC team, I'll shrug and move on and we'll all go about our day. But Ross, if he ends up by 4 o'clock with Seattle or Detroit and it's only for a third round pick, I could be disappointed. I want to add to this football team, but I understand your point and it's unlikely.
No, that's a decent point though, Joe. That is actually a decent point that if he goes somewhere in the NFC, that if you're an Eagles fan, especially if the compensation's similar to Phillips, you can feel a certain way. I just want to make something very clear about this, okay? Mm-hmm. The Bengals are not the type of organization to eat money. So he might go for a third because you're going to take on the other $15 million for the rest of the year. Everyone needs to understand that you can't just look at this in a vacuum with the draft choice. Like, for example, okay, the reason I'm not even sure Jalen Phillips is a better pickup than the Ravens getting Draymond Jones for a conditional fifth that might be a fourth. I just did the Titans game on Sunday, guys. He has 5 sacks in his last 4 games. Draymond Jones has been unbelievable, and he's not coming off the injury like Phillips. However, the Dolphins took on $5 million. Jalen Phillips had $6.5 million left. The Dolphins ate $5 million of it. So all of these things are taken into account. It's the total invested assets. So if the Dolphins, if the Eagles had to pay Jalen Phillips $6.5 million, then it probably would have been a 4th-round pick or maybe even a conditional 5th. But because the Dolphins were willing to eat all that money, then the Eagles were more willing to give a 3rd-round pick because they need that cap space. You can't only look at the player and the draft choice.
Yeah, it's a great point. And I think most of the time we just do because we say, oh, it was only this, then Howie's a genius. But you're right. There is a lot more that impacts things and why guys move at this time of the year. All right, Ross, let's unpack what they have done. And I think we could probably all agree they're probably done from a significant standpoint. Ross, how do you view the upgrades they've made? Phillips being the biggest name and probably the most likely to impact things, but also what they did last week, getting Michael Carter from the Jets, the slot corner. And then I think the Jair Alexander one is interesting because he brings so much name value and he was so good not that long ago, but obviously the last year for him has not worked out. The three of them together, let's talk through what you think they've added here.
All right, so big picture, I got to tell you, and I know he's everybody really likes him anyway, but I love the way Howie Roseman lives his football life. You know, I talk to my daughters all the time about trying to live with no regrets. I honestly think he looks at it and is like, am I more likely to regret giving up a 3rd-round pick to get Jalen Phillips, or we lose a playoff game in the divisional round or conference championship game because we can't get enough pressure on the quarterback and Jalen Phillips would have been the difference? Of course the answer is you're more likely to regret not having tried to make a move for a guy that's a legit pass rusher. So I love the no regrets mindset that Howie Roseman operates with. Let's start with Alexander. I did the second game of the year for the Ravens. He played the first against the Bills, got absolutely torched. They said it was a health thing. They haven't really played him since then. That is like a total lottery ticket flyer. They'll see if he looks like he's 100% in practice and might be able to help him. The Michael Carter thing is super interesting because he has played that nickel spot at a really high level. And it does give them, I know Fangio doesn't want to do this, but if at some point they decide their best defense is with Cooper DeJean outside and Michael Carter inside, that gives them that option. The other thing is they were not in a good place if something happened to Cooper. They were not in a good place with that nickelback spot. I don't know if they think that Mac McWilliams is ready for it or who would have played that spot. So now if something did happen to Cooper, or listen, what happens if something happened to Makuba or Blankenship? They might think their best defense is to move Cooper back to safety. So Michael Carter gives them crazy flexibility and depth, which I liked. The Jalen Phillips thing, my favorite part about that is how much Fangio liked him a couple years ago. Remember the Dolphins? Some of the Dolphins players tried to run Fangio out of town. You know, they didn't like him. Oh, he's too hard on us and blah, blah, blah. It feels like Jalen Phillips is his type of player. He's coming off 2 really bad injuries, but they've been moving him all over the place. The last couple games, he's looked better. And I haven't said this anywhere else. I'm going to tell you guys this, okay? There was like 5 or 6 years where I did the U.S. Army Bowl. You know, the high school All-American mm-hmm. game? And it's all the top guys. In the 5 or 6 years that I did it, the guy that could have gone right from high school and been drafted in the NFL was Jalen Phillips. He was the number one guy in the 6 years I think I did that game. And I'm telling you, it was everybody. It was Christian McCaffrey and Sam Darnold. And everybody you can name was in that game. Jalen Phillips was 6'6", 250, was unblockable. If he was allowed to enter the NFL draft out of high school, I think at a minimum somebody takes him in the 6th or 7th round. Like, he was that gifted already. He's always kind of been that talented.
Well, you don't hear that often with NFL players. I mean, that's more of a basketball thing or baseball, right? You could put them right from the high school. That's incredible stuff. Ross Tucker with us here as we count down the arrows to the trade deadline, 4 o'clock today. We'll see if Howie's got one more move up his sleeve here. Ross, let's talk through the NFC, which we've talked about all year is a good conference, especially at the top right now. And we're waiting to see what everybody else does between now and 4 o'clock. So it was an interesting week. Eagles were off, and it felt like everything went their way. Lions lost, Packers lost, and lost a big player in Tucker Kraft before the game on Monday night. But I keep looking out west, Ross, because right now for me, the Rams and Seahawks feel like they're playing at a different level. How would you kind of assign where the Eagles are as we come out of the bye versus the top, whoever you think the top of the NFC is?
I totally agree that right now the three best teams in the NFC appear to be the Eagles, Seahawks, Rams. No one will really buy into the Seahawks because their quarterback, Sam Darnold, and they're the Seahawks. He looked amazing on Sunday night. He played extremely well for the Vikings last year. But listen, the only thing people remember is the last two games because those were the two nationally televised games. It was the Week 18 game where if they won, they would have won the division. He was bad. Then the next week in the playoffs, he was bad. So no one's really going to buy that Sam Darnold and the Seahawks are a legit Super Bowl contender. But I'm here to tell you they are. I think they're that good. The Rams thing, I feel like someone pulled a fast one on us. Matthew Stafford did nothing in training camp. All they talked about was how bad his back was, herniated disc. He got an epidural, and I'm sitting there telling everybody on the Even Money Betting podcast, take the under on his passing yards. Take the under on his season passing yards. He'll be lucky to play in every game. And maybe it flares up at some point, Joe, but the guy is one of the three best candidates for MVP. He's having a career year at 37, coming off with a herniated disc that he had to get an epidural shot for. It's crazy.
It is. It's wild. And he always does just throw three touchdowns every time I watch their game. He's been great this season. All right, Ross, let's look ahead to Monday night. Now, we talked about this last week, but things have changed a little bit here. Packers off a bad loss as a huge favorite at home against the Carolina Panthers, and now they have some injuries, including Tucker Kraft, who I thought was their best pass-catching weapon. How do you view the game with the Packers coming off the loss into Monday night next week?
Well, and I think you would agree with me on this, I don't ever think it's good when a team's coming off a really bad loss like that because it's going to be like World War III in that facility all week. I mean, and it always is, and people driving around right now are like, don't you guys get motivated for every game? Yes,
but
there's no question.
Like,
look, ask anybody that's ever bet on a game or ever played on a team. After a bad loss like that, teams have a high, high tendency to bounce back. Now, your point about Tucker Kraft is a good one. I thought he was their most important skill guy. I think you could argue he's the best tight end in the NFL. Certainly one of the two or three best. That's a major loss. That said, they did take Musgrave around earlier than him a couple years ago. Musgrave can really run. I'll tell you the other thing. Micah Parsons didn't have a pressure against the Panthers for the first time in his NFL career. That guy is going to be shot out of a cannon on Monday night. He's from here in PA. He knows everybody's Eagles fans. He knows everybody's watching. That, like, watching him move around, go against Lane or Jordan, wherever they put him, that is going to be amazing Monday night. I still think the Eagles have a great chance to win, but it is going to be an absolute battle. The biggest thing is that the Packers O-line hasn't been playing that great. The Eagles need to dominate up front, get after Jordan Love, because he's really kind of up and down. He's still in the young, streaky category, I would say.
I agree. When he's good, he's really good. But then that throw he had on Sunday to nobody but a Panther in the end zone was a bizarre one. Ross, we appreciate it. Enjoy the rest of trade deadline day, and we'll catch up next week after the game. It should be a great one Monday night. Thank you, Ross.
Sounds great. See you guys.
There
have
he
a
goes.
Good one.
Ross Tucker, NFL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
For your daily Eagles and NFL fix there. So, Ross kind of is with me on the top of the NFC. I think the Rams and Seahawks, and then you put the Eagles right there. I think they're the best teams right now that I've seen through the first half of the season. 215-592-9494. Back to the phone lines here. We got a big prize to give away. 4-pack of tickets. The Flyers and the Sabres. We're going as a show. We would love you to be there with us. 4-pack on the line to Hugh. Why don't you roll through all the clues one more time? Get everyone on the same page here so we can give away a winner.
Okay, this is a city in America.
City in the United States of America.
I think that this is a Midwest city.
Okay.
I've lived in this city.
It's that second clue that really...
Oh, get the hell out of here.
I've lived here.
I know. And you think it's a Midwest city. All right, Brad in Magnolia. What's up, Brad?
Hey, how you doing, guys? First time, long time.
Oh, I appreciate it, Brad. What's up?
So according to Ross Tucker, I'm a moron because I want another edge rusher.
Well, I think he was having fun with Kyle and I, but yeah, if you want to take it that way, go after him, Brad.
No. I'm being facetious.
I know.
So as a D-line coach for 22 years, I would like another edge rusher. So I think if a quarterback can't throw and has no time to throw, it shores up our back, which we don't need another safety then, and we don't need another corner.
Well, I think it's a big point. And you know what? To me, it's almost like in baseball with pitchers, you can never have enough. Like, you know, the Dodgers just won the World Series because they had so much extra starting pitching that those guys became relief pitchers. Like, you just need them. And, Brett, I view defensive linemen and edge rushers like that. You can never have enough. You could rotate them in. And let's be real. Nolan Smith, who's probably our best guy, has had injury issues. Jalen Phillips, who they just traded for, Brad, has had two straight years of injury issues. So we hope these guys stay healthy because they're going to be our best guys. But another depth piece is not going to hurt the situation.
I mean, our best edge rusher right now is BG. Seriously.
Well, he was last year at this point, and he might be again. Brad, what's your guess for Hughes Clues? What's the city?
So I'm guessing Dayton, Ohio.
Dayton, no. To me, Dayton, Ohio
is not a bad guess.
Because it is a Midwest city.
Well, yeah, you know.
Brad, a good phone call. But
played in Wilberforce.
It's actually a bad guess because the actual answer isn't in the Midwest.
I mean, your heads out of the Midwest.
All right, do we have breaking news on a big NFL trade?
Yeah, we do. The Colts just traded for Sauce Gardner from the Jets.
You called that. You said they were going to make a big move.
Somebody
was going to make a big move.
That might be the best player traded today.
Probably the biggest move so far.
Yeah, of course.
Maybe, but Sauce's been having a kind of a rough year. A little bit rough.
He hasn't been as good as he was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
But he is, I would still think, considered one of the better corners in the league.
Tough to tell when you're with the Jets.
Right.
Ever since he got a girlfriend and got tatted up, he kind of...
Oh, is that what happened?
Yeah.
Oh.
He dates, what's her name? Ice Spice. I had a girlfriend.
Do you think...
He got tatted up.
Now, you can speak on this. What is it going to be like for him to get out of the situation that is the Jets into a real football team? I mean, I'm not being facetious.
No, I'm trying. I'm thinking.
You got out of New York and thrived. He's going to a contender.
Yeah, it's different. Not like I've been in Indianapolis. It's not. It's all right. It's not Philadelphia.
Well, I mean the team, not the city.
No, I'm just saying, but it's all right. It's not Philadelphia. Yeah. But it's a transition.
Well, it feels like the Colts are going for it. I mean, they're going to win their division. They're going to be in the playoffs.
I remember when the Colts used to be in the East. I remember when they used to be in the AFC East.
I do too.
Yeah, back
they're in the
day.
South now.
Yeah.
So we went from one Midwest city to another.
Yeah. Well, there you go. I guess.
Kyle's trying to throw hints.
Yeah. It's a huge move for them, right?
It is. And it just like, what is Aaron, what is he doing?
Well,
like, I guess he's like, hey, we're purging the roster.
Yeah, I mean, they could go 1-7 with Sauce Gardner, and they go 1-7 without Sauce Gardner.
You know what? I would have liked to see Aaron there a few years ago when that defense was good, when Quinnen Williams and his brother, when they were really, really good, and they had a nice defense. I would love to see him coach that team. Yeah,
perhaps the good defense was because they had Robert Saleh.
Two first-round picks?
Wow. I mean, the Colts are clearly going for it. That's a huge haul for the Jets. I'd trade them for two first-round picks, too.
Yeah.
All right, I mean, look, the Colts, if they're going to get through playoff games, they have to go up against Josh Allen. They have to go up against Patrick Mahomes. I mean, they have to go up against Lamar Jackson, right? Like, you got to do that to win playoff games in the AFC. So they're going for it, clearly. And you'd have to think it means they're going to re-sign Daniel Jones, right? If they just traded away their next two first-round picks, they don't have a first-round pick to use on a quarterback. So that's the big one. Daniel Jones and the Colts land Sauce Gardner.
Sauce.
So the Jets continue to purge their football team. All right, let's grab William in Newark. What's up, William?
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up, William?
William, what's up?
Oh, not much. Hey, it's been a while since I talked to you guys. So I got a complaint, a compliment, and a sort of I told you so with Kyle, but I don't know if you'll remember this, Kyle, or not, but back in September I called you and I said the Mets are going to sign Schwarber for $250 million, and you were like laughing me off.
Where's the I told you so?
Well, wait. Now, wait.
Did Schwarber sign with the Mets and I missed it?
He didn't. He's not allowed to sign anywhere yet.
Gotcha.
No. But they are hot for Schwarber, and they got it's a perfect role for him, the DH. They don't – nobody assumes the DH role there currently.
Well, where is the I told you so?
You get into it. Let him cook.
Well, none of this has happened.
The rumor mill is on William's side. That's all he's saying.
He's
got the rumor mill.
Well, I know it hasn't happened yet. But I mean, if that guy drove up Juan Soto $200 million, and he knows it'll kill us if we lose Schwarber, he's going to drive up the price on him.
I agree on that, William. I agree with. That Steve Cohen and the Mets will, even if they don't land Schwarber, they will make it harder on the Phillies. I agree.
Yeah. Exactly. All right, my complaint was, man, I was on hold last week, and I had Chuck Norris ready to get it. And you, like, gave it to that dude. I was so mad I hung up.
I'm sorry, William.
All right, and my compliment is, you guys are definitely my favorite show. You guys, and I like Rob Ellis, too, but you guys, like, other shows, like, talk over each other all the time. Like, you guys are nice and smooth. You never talk over each other. You never, like it's always smooth running.
Well, we appreciate it. William, we appreciate listening. You're part of the show, too. All right, William, what is your guess? That we need to get your guess here.
Man, I have no idea. Denver.
Denver. You know what? It's so crazy that it's actually close. Denver, we appreciate the phone. Now, it's not close geographically, but it's like something crazy like that is more towards what we're talking about today. Good phone call, William.
Good phone call.
You good over there?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. All right, so the prize that we have not given away yet will stand. We'll continue that. But as Kyle looks up some other trade stuff, just one quick thing. I want to tell everyone, we do also have another prize to give away. In just a couple minutes, your chance to win the Hess truck, which is back, Hugh Douglas. The 2025
too.
Stock car racers loaded with action-packed features, including 67 animated lights, 5 realistic sounds, and a pullback motor. So you can get it. HessToyTruck.com. It's $49.99 with free standard shipping and batteries. You could buy it there, but coming up in a few minutes, I'm going to tell you how. Today, we're going to pair it with Kiss the Baby. I'll explain in just a couple minutes. What did you have, Kyle?
Seattle has made a trade.
For?
Rashid Shaheed.
So they land another wide receiver to add to their already good offense.
Yep.
Yeah. They have guys you never heard of. The Horton guy, they drafted in the fifth round. He's catching 2 touchdowns on Sunday Night Football. Again, I know every time I say, you're like, Sam Darnold stinks, Seahawks stink. They're good. I don't want to tell you. They're good, and I think we're going to see them in the playoffs.
They're going for it.
Of course, and they should. They have a real shot to be in the postseason and make some noise there. All right, 215-592-9494. That gets you on board for the conversation about the trade deadline here, what you want the Eagles to add if they add one more thing. We also have to do with Kiss the Baby. It is a Tuesday where we eliminate another team from postseason contention every week with the goal of a perfect playoff field. So here's what we do. This week, the person who jumps on as part of the contestants team, you will win the Hess Toy Truck. So just for playing Kiss the Baby today, you're going to win the Hess Toy Truck.
Look at you being nice to
people. We're trying. Caller number 4 to 215-988-1258. Caller number 4 to the contest line, 215-988-1258. You win the Hess Toy Truck and you participate with the callers and audience team in Kiss the Baby. We try to eliminate another NFL team from the postseason field every week. Kiss the Baby next. Your phone calls as well. Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is putting in control right from NBA tip-off. Because every day to start the season, you get to choose your reward. Take your shot with a profit boost, play it cool with a no-sweat bet, or get a little backup with a bet back token. And tonight, look, in the NBA, I'm the Sixers. Big game against the also upstart Chicago Bulls. I didn't expect them to be decent, but they have been so far this season. And Jared McCain looks like he's going to make his season debut. So if the Sixers go down early, might want to take them to come back and win that basketball game. So make your pick, get in the game, and play it your way. Head to FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to make your choice. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94 WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.